If you're a cleaning business owner and want to build a team of reliable, hardworking staff, but are unsure of where these unicorns are at, well, I put together a free course that shows you how to find, hire, and retain these superstar cleaners, plus how to hire virtual assistants. So if that's up your alley, head over to loganscleaningco.com/recruiting course, and you can access the course absolutely free, and there's no opt-in required. So hope you enjoy, and now back to the show. If you're having staffing issues, you're having employee issues, you're having turnover issues, you can't find good people to work for you, well, you're really gonna like this video because we're all going to sit around, we're all going to blame all the bad people out there. We're gonna blame the generation of millennials. We're gonna blame the Gen Ys. That's all their freaking fault and no one wants to work hard. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe. Just joking, okay? We're not doing that. We're actually going to take responsibility. We're going to own the situation, and we're going to say, you know what? I have something that I can do about this. What is it, right? And so ultimately, understanding that leadership is a skill set, and when you sign up for business, you sign up to be a leader unless you choose to work for yourself for the rest of your life, which you can totally do. That's what most small business owners do, and the reason why they say small is because they're a special snowflake. They're the only ones who can do it. And you know what? If they're the only ones who can do it, then nobody else could possibly replace them. Nobody else could possibly do what they do as good as they could do. And so if that is you, well, go ahead and listen in on this. You might actually get a little bit from this. And if you're like, man, I don't want to be that way, you're really going to like this because I'm going to share with you exactly how I got over this special snowflake problem and how you can as well. And so first off, understanding that is a different skill set, right? And so when you go from being a W-2 employee to a small business owner, you're making a big jump. You're going from having somebody pay your bills to you paying your own bills, right? But ultimately, you still have a job. You are the one who's doing the thing. So a lot of you guys were cleaners, maybe you worked for somebody else, or maybe you had a different job completely and worked for somebody else, and then all of a sudden you decided to start a cleaning business. You're like, okay, I'm going to do this for myself, and you go and you work, and you are the one who's the cleaner. You're also the one who's doing the sale. You're also talking to the customer. You're invoicing them. You're collecting the money. You're doing everything, right? Whew, good job, okay? But you still have a job, right? And now your boss is you, and you get to tell yourself what to do instead of having somebody else tell you what to do, which sometimes in like it seems like a great idea, and then all of a sudden you're like, man, now I got to work every single day. Like, do I actually, like, when do I get my days off? And you start to realize that you have the worst boss on the planet. So the next elevation in your business entrepreneurship game is you moving from having a job to you now creating jobs. And so this is where a lot of people stop. It's where they get pushed up against a brick wall because they hire the first person and it doesn't work out. And they're like, people suck, right? I hear that. Like people aren't very good. I know that the workforce is getting lazy out there. And so the first person doesn't work out. And you're like, oh, now all of a sudden that thought creeps in your head. And you're like, all right, let me just try it again. Because now I just got to try it again. I got to make sure. And so then you hire your second person. And they don't work out. And you're like, I knew it. People, there's no good people out there. I've hired two people. There's not any good people out there. And maybe if you're brave, maybe if you're courageous, you hire a third person just to say, you know what? I told you so. I told you there's no good people out there. And you hire the third person just knowing that they're not going to work out. And after a couple months, they don't work out. And you're like, I knew it. And you continue to be the person who does everything because you're the only one who's reliable. You're the only one who's a hard worker. You're the only one who can do it as good as you can do it. And so you live the rest of your business career, which is probably gonna be really short because eventually you're gonna get burned out and you start to realize that it's not worth it. And then you go out of business and you work for somebody else, right? That's the typical life of a small business owner. But because you're listening to this, you're either really triggered right now or you're really intrigued. And so if you're really, in either way, here is the skills that you need to learn. Is you need to learn that number one, business is hard. There is good people out there. Are they hard to find? Yes, right? But it's not about them as much as it is about you and your ability to be a leader. And you'll be able to set up a game that people want to actually play, okay? And so understand this. Business, the business that you are in, like you get to create the game. How cool is that? You get to create the rules. You get to create what you charge. You get to create what you pay your employees. You get to pick your hours. You get to pick who you serve. You literally get to pick every piece of this game, right? And so ultimately, like, pick a game that you want to play. Pick a game that you can win at. Pick a game that people want to play with you as well. And so when you're understanding that, like, you are a creator. Like, that is the coolest part about business, is you are a creator. And so it also is a lot of responsibility, right? And most people don't want that responsibility. They say, oh no, this is like what people should get paid. This is what I should be charging clients. This is the service I should provide. And you literally give that responsibility and you hand it off to somebody else. This is a form of victimhood. This is a form of blaming. Whether you realize it or not, it's a form of you not taking responsibility. So how do you shift this around is understanding that everything is your responsibility, right? Now, when an employee doesn't work out, they don't show up for work, they steal something, they break something, is it your fault? Absolutely not. But is it your responsibility? Abso-freaking-lutely, right? And so when you're onboarding and you're bringing on new staff members, right? Understand it is a skill set. It's repetition. It's over and over again. It's like going to the gym. Like the first time that you walk into the gym and somebody, and you put 315 pounds on the bar and you squat it and you fail. Are you surprised? So why are you surprised that when your first employee walks into the job and they do a mediocre job, like, why are you surprised, right? Think about this. In school, when you show up to class, right, you show up to your first day of fourth grade, did your teacher expect you to know everything about what you guys were gonna learn in fourth grade? Absolutely not, right? Like, it was their job to teach you what you need to learn in fourth grade. Understand that, like, you as a business owner, like, that is your job of the employees. Like, they don't know all the stuff that you know. And so it's your job to teach them. The only difference is that as much as you want to give them the lessons first and then have them go get the experience, business works the opposite way. They're going to go get the experience first, and then it's your job to help them find what the lesson is. And so when it comes to being a leader in your business, understand that, like, that is the game, is for you to be able to give your staff members grace, is to give them a leash, to give them opportunity for them to go out and get experience, to actually go learn by doing, right? And not keeping them from making mistakes, not trying to be their savior, not trying to hold them back, not trying to be a helicopter boss and say, oh, don't get hurt, I don't want you to feel any pain. Like, yes, go get some pain, go feel it, and then let's talk about it. And understand that, you know what, as much as that felt painful, it just made you stronger. It just made you wiser. You just got the experience. You just got the lesson. Now it's your job to actually go and look for that lesson, or you can continue to blame and look, say, like, I don't want that. It wasn't me. It's not my fault. Remove your ego. Get it out of the way and say, ah, there's some wisdom in here. I just got to go find it. And that is a lot. That is what entrepreneurship is. That's what being a business owner is for you continuing to level up, continue to find the lessons in all the situations and grow yourself as an entrepreneur. Because as you grow, you're able to have skill sets and you're able to transfer out to the people. And the only way your business grows is by people, and not you, but other people, right? And so the only way that happens is by you must grow first. And so if it feels hard right now, if you feel like you're in an impossible situation and everything is just like, it feels like it's coming down on you, good. I'm actually really happy for you. Because guess what? This is what growth feels like. This is what heart feels like. This is how you actually change as you go through this and you go through it more and more and more. And the more you're able to stay in pain, the faster you're able to grow. It's the avoidance and it's the putting your head in the sand and you distracting yourself from actually doing what you need to do. Like, that's what actually keeps you stunted. It's what keeps you where you're at. It's what keeps you staying small and stagnant and actually declining. So if you're feeling pain right now, I'm proud of you. It's good. It's a condition of doing business. It's a condition of growth. So if you got value from this, let me know. This was a little bit different kind of video than I've been making lately. It's definitely not very tactical, but very much needed. So if you get value from it, let me know down below.